We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
I've had the privilege of interviewing and hiring potential candidates for employment. I'm sure many of you have hired someone to perform some task or job. Some have hired people to service their lawn, rake their leaves, prepare a meal, clean their home, do their laundry, fill a position in the workplace, and so many other things. The point that I'm trying to make is we've all hired someone to perform a task or complete a job. It's an experience that can be time-consuming because you want to make sure you hire the best person for the job. When the person you hired shows up for work eager, prepared, and committed to start, you want them to finish like they started. The bottom line is you hire them for a reason. You hire them to get the job done. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, it records, "Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it." When God places you, He expects you to get the job done. God expects you to focus on the job He has given you, not on the things at the job that have the propensity to distract you. God formed Adam out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. With that breath of life came the ability to work. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 8, it records, "The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there He put the man whom He had formed." Why did God put Adam in the garden He planted? He put him there to work. God has placed you wherever you are employed today to work, not complain. He is already aware of the things that will or would challenge you. He placed you there for a reason. Adam was to tend the Garden of Eden and keep it. Work was an important and dignified part of representing the image of God and serving Him. God gave Adam some rules to follow, just as He has given you some rules to follow at your workplace. Have you become so familiar with the job that you only see what's wrong and what the people in charge are not doing? Have you become distracted doing the job that you prayed for? Have you become distracted by the gossip in the workplace? Have you become distracted by the clique, the group, and the haters in the workplace? Did you know you can find disgruntled people in every workplace? The very person who cried, pleaded, and practically begged God for the job is now complaining about the job. Don't get distracted by those individuals. Everything that is happening at your place of employment, God is allowing it in an effort to prepare you for something greater. There is a lesson you must learn before you get the promotion He has in store for you. Adam got distracted by someone very close to him, Eve, and willingly disobeyed God and was put out of the garden, his workplace. Adam lost his job in Eden and now had to earn his living by the sweat of his face outside of Eden. After Adam's disobedience, Genesis 3:23 states, "Therefore, the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken." Adam lost his great job he had in the Garden of Eden because he allowed himself to get distracted and participated in activity that he knew he should have turned away from. Instead of tending and keeping what God had planted, Adam planted the seed of disobedience in the garden prepared for obedience. Don't get distracted like Adam. God put you where you are to work. Get the job done, complete the mission, remain focused, and to represent Him, reflecting His image in the workplace. You are God's representative right where you are. Do a good job today. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.